From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States forbidding any dealings in Venezuela's debt or equity. In Washington, the latest move to pressure the repressive government of President Nicolas Maduro. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster told reporters the sanctions are meant to demonstrate that the United States will not allow an illegitimate dictatorship to take hold in the Western Hemisphere at the expense of its people.
We will continue to work with our friends and partners in the international community to support the Venezuelan people until their rights and democracy are fully restored.
McMaster also said no military actions are anticipated in the near future. President Trump had said in the past that the U.S. stands ready to help out militarily in Venezuela. President Maduro denounced the new U.S. sanctions and say they violate international law. The eye of Hurricane Harvey has moved onshore along the coastline of the U.S. state of Texas. In less than 60 hours, Harvey has gone from being a tropical storm to a Category 4 hurricane. Winds up to 250 kilometers per hour and 3-meter ocean surges are happening right now. National Hurricane Center is calling it a life-threatening storm. Brad Kieserman is the Vice President for Disaster Operations at the American Red Cross.
Many people are under either mandatory or voluntary evacuations, and they're just trying to get out of the way of the storm, but it's a monster. It's going to be challenging for anyone in the lower half of Texas to get out of the way of this thing over the next 4 or 5 days.
Harvey expected to pour nearly 100 centimeters of rain over a wide area of the Texas coast during the next few days. This is VOA News. South Korea's military says North Korea early today fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off its eastern coast from Gangwon Province. South Korean Office for the Joint Chiefs of Staff said the projectiles flew in a northeasterly direction for about 250 kilometers and then into the sea. Earlier, South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said a ballistic missile may have been fired without citing a source for that information. The launch is the first by the North since it test-fired a missile on July 28 that could have been designed to reach 10,000 kilometers per hour, putting parts of the U.S. mainland within reach. Somali and U.S. military officials are investigating the result of an operation conducted in southern Somalia amid confusion over whether the attack killed civilians or Al-Shabaab militants. U.S. Africa Command said in a statement it is aware of the civilian casualty allegations and it is taking them seriously. The Somali government said the 8 Al-Shabaab fighters were killed at a farm in a joint operation by the Somali National Army and its international partners. Local officials and relatives denied the victims were Al-Shabaab members. Officials in the lower Shabelle region said 10 civilians, including children, were killed in the operation. Suspected Boko Haram militants sprayed a village in remote Cameroon with automatic gunfire, killing dozens, kidnapping many others in a raid near the Nigerian border. VOA's Carolyn Prasuti has the story.
The attackers burned down around 30 houses in Gakara village just outside the town of Kalafata. The town has been a frequent target of suicide bombings by the Islamic group. Of the killed, all were shot dead except one who was burned alive. Another 30 suffered bullet wounds. The mayor of Kalafata and a senior military source confirmed that an attack had taken place but did not know the death toll. Boko Haram attacks have killed more than 20,000 people and displaced 2.7 million during the group's 8-year insurgency to carve out an Islamic caliphate in the Lake Chad region. Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News.
In Myanmar, the night after a series of coordinated attacks by Rohingya insurgents in northern Rakhine State, frightened residents of one area found themselves trapped by attackers' landmines. Authorities said police post came under attack by an estimated 150 insurgents armed with guns and homemade explosives. The attacks resulted in at least 71 deaths. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.